Welcome to the Sonic VIP Experience.
We'll be right back. fire. But now that spark has grown dark. We're now just dying embers. Afraid I'll end up all alone within these cold Decembers.
Hello. We're hoping this works because we're using Blake Draco's microphone.
Old Mike. Old sensitive Mike.
Old incredibly sensitive Mike. Don't go near it in case it just spikes!
You can kill three people.
You can kill what? Any old thing.
Yeah.
It spikes! Yeah. It's just that. You know, that's incredibly dangerous. We're actually working. I'll say working on. I bought a replacement mic.
We're working on fixing a new mic.
We're working on the postman to deliver our new microphone, which is actually a proper podcasty microphone. It's like big and has a.
It looks cool.
It looks like an old school microphone.
I hope it works.
The square thing. So we're kind of hoping you can hear us. We can see you. AUK has a face, says Miss McCookies.
I'd hope so. It's scary. Well, I'm kidding.
I'll show you a face. I don't have a face as AUK. All your face are belong to me. Normally, you'll donate them after you die. All your face. Talk to the face. That's where the ears are. And the mouth. On the face. Technically, ears at the side of the face. But don't want to be too don't want to be too technical. Especially, you know, community. Only versus in Russia, faces have AUKs.
I think it's going to become like Face Off, isn't it?
Face Off. Does that mean at some point you're going to become AUK and I'm going to become Blake Draco?
It's going to be a bit pretty weird at that point.
Okay, I'm going to go off and talk and disappear then. I'll see you later, you deal with this. You've got my grumpy wife to deal with it.
Oh god.
I think you've screwed yourself there, haven't you? Oh, you've dabbed your hair again, stop.
What hair?
I know what hair, because he's Sean Living. I don't know what we've done. You're forage really warm.
Yeah.
I don't think you're not well, are you?
I'm not well. I'm trying to stick through it.
You're trying to stick through it?
Hardcore.
You're going to be hardcore and just do it, are you? Yeah, okay. You got the sweats and other things. Are you Blake Draco at the moment, or are you AUK? Because if I'm ill, then there's no point in us doing this. Because if you're me, then that means we're both ill, and then we're in some sort of a horrible paradox
whereby we can't actually get ill tomorrow.
So another question is levels okay for people? I'm not even going to go through that one. Anyway, hello to everyone. Just, interesting. There's a variety of people listening in. I'll be listening in later on, where I make my... Well, it's not really my debut, because we've already done a... we've already done a show. But no one's heard it. It was a demo, which was bad. I'm one of the captains.
So it's recurring anyway.
It's recurring anyway. It's been difficult to be a captain. I'm on the album art, therefore I must be... Must be more than once for Mock the Geek, which is the new panel show on Radio Sega at 9:30, I believe. Captain Cloud Chaser actually answers my question and tells me the sound levels are fine. Thank you. But it's hello to everybody. We'll start in the...
We'll start by closing
that. I'm trying to sort stuff out, actually. There we go. Close enough. Yes. So we have, in no particular order, I guess. I'll just do Radio Sega first, maybe because they always appear on the left of the of the IRC program. But I'll do Sonic Stadium today first. So we've got Wired, Voice, Vija, Turbo, who's on Gears of War 3 beta. My guess is that Gears of War 3 is actually Gears of War 2 with the number changed to 3. Give it some Bob. One weapon has returned. One new weapon, which fills in a gap or replaces another weapon. And it turns out that you're in a worse situation than ever before and everything's on the line. And only you can save the day, you and your team. But you'll lose people along the way, people of great importance to you. And now you name another boy, Gears of War, I've just told you what happened. Oh, and by the way, you win in the end. There you go. So, yeah, Gears of World Warcraft. Call of Gears. All those things. You also fight a dragon in Gears of War 3 beta. Anyway, carry on.
Really?
Trigon, dragon. You always fight a dragon. You fought a dragon in Sonic Adventure before it was axed, remember? Mm. If you remember that. Mysteriously, there were screenshots of it all over the place and then they axed it. But Tikal wittering on about something I ever still remain. Trigon Treki, the Martron. The Joiner, T-Bird, Subaru F6, who's a tornado, I guess. Strongbad, Spinball Wizard, Sonic AD, Silver Sonic, Shadix, Leo Croft, Ryo Nakage, Ringtail Fox, Miss McCookies, Miles Prower, Mezes, Joe Forever, James, who's AFK, Hogfather, Gerbilsoft, Gavi, Dreadnux! They're good, they named him twice. Dart, who's on SA2, I assume he's D'Artagnan. Well, this is actually somebody called Dart. 180. Dartgun. CTR, or some sort of weird symbol. Bob Dylan Venato. AUK, he's on SSR and Ray Sega. Underscore Spondy. Dan Dyer, who's played Top Spin 4, and I echo Joe Dunks' previous query as to why. And MK, who is above everyone today. MK is the top dog. Why on earth doesn't Dreadlux have privileges on... on his own in his own IRC chat room. Somebody give the man some props so he can do a stage show for us. Another thing.
Do a magic trick
involving Rory, a bunch of flowers, and the Empire State Building. Admittedly, that's a hell of a prop to have. Never mind that. Think of the size of the prop cupboard to have it in. That's mildly impressive. Miss McCookie says he doesn't have anything because Dreadnoks is a duck. We've already established that Dreadnoks has admitted to being a duck. So, therefore it's important that we recognise his duckness. Like I say, we should just call him Pato from now on. Which I'm assuming would make Rory Pocoyo. I'm not quite sure. And I'm going to make Adam Sleepy Bird, I guess. by power of the power of deduction. I'm trying to think other Pocoyo characters. All I'll promise is do a magic trick in which Dreadnoks gets turned into a duck. What's that then? You just go ta-da. You establish he's a duck. Anyway, ready to say Gazeba Trekkie, Maltron Joiner, SJ. We said hello earlier, and I'm not sure if I did say hello back, so hello, SJ. Silver Sonic Shakes again, Rio Nakage again, Project Phoenix, who isn't in the other chat room, so he's actually one of the few that is only on one particular place. Ita is away, who may be Italian, who may not be. Gerber Bay is another one. Darts Control, Captain Cloud Chaser. We salute Captain Cloud Chaser. Don't know why, but we do. Bob Dylan Bonato, yeah, with insert sound effect here. Spondy Tricon and Gavi. Gavi commanding everything with his wings of steel. Actually, you know what we need to do now?
What do you need to do now?
Oh, when Dreadnoks comes on stage at SOS... DuckTales, woohoo! Sven, the danger looks behind you. There's a Bravo out to find you. You know, sad that it's going to abuse me all night now. That. anyway, there's lots to talk about this week. I mean, we had 28 minutes of this show. So, Gabby asks, does he have wings of steel? Yes, because you're Batfink. In your other life, you are Batfink, as everyone knows. Captain Cloud Chaser's office only needs to desperately save to move house. Oh, so you can come with us on the SOS Roadshow. Everyone seems to think we need to do. And everyone can go sod off. but yes, I mean, we've got to have some more of the Rex Factor. There was a few Rex Factor entries we didn't get through last week, as if I recall.
Yeah,
we did have to stop. Tall Guy, who literally just entered the chat room, I seem to recall was the surprise package. And we all know about Tall Guy's surprise package. Mainly because there's photos on Facebook of it now.
Quite shocking.
And if you didn't get why Inigo Venato got his Bob Dylan, his song turned out to be very Bob Dylan-esque in its performance. Hence, he's now Bob Dylan. He sounds like Bob Dylan. We don't know if he can play the harmonica or not. We need to buy him a harmonica.
The music store.
I like it, in your mind, Jay, there is a place called the music store. All music comes from there.
You're the music man. He's out of the way.
Can he play?
I'm not sure.
What can he play?
Usually not.
he can't play anything. He can't play anything due to the cuts in the arts funding budget. Yeah. I think that says I can't play the harmonica, but I'll give it a go. Well, that's a learn. Gabby says the SOS World Tour of the Camden Centre in London. That's about right, actually. Believe it or not, that's surprisingly more accurate than you would care to discuss. Anyway, other news. Remember when we had a news jingle?
No.
We had a news jingle way back when. I'm pretty certain we did. I seem to remember it being in season one, so I'm pretty certain. I'm pretty certain we still got it somewhere.
Meaning worth fishing it out.
Yes, it is. It is. The fact that I remembered we have a news jingle. Oh. Okay. It's going to be very quick, but what's the point?
I'm not trying to find.
Yes. There's news. Yes, there it is. My goodness me.
The latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
If you can't use sound effects and jingles that you made in 2006, what can you do? Anyway, so in other news, we have Mr. Aaron Ruby Eclipse Webber was promoted to assistant brand manager, which is a little bit strange. Very pleased for him. It's a little bit strange when you bear in mind that Aaron was the assistant community manager. He was junior person out of the entire community management team, and he's now promoted above Kelly, who's really, really good at what she does. So it's swings and roundabouts, I guess, but that's... So essentially he's had a triple promotion, because not only has he gone above actually being a full-blown community manager, he's gone above senior community manager and into somewhere else. So that's mighty impressive. He's now working on Sonic Generations, which is his second or third Sonic game. So that's pretty. Everyone thinks he's done every Sonic game, and he hasn't. He will fight for you and defend you and do things, and he will rapidly get annoyed with situations, probably. Good stuff. I was saying on Twitter the other day. Which Kelly, for some reason, took offence by last night, and I don't quite understand why, because that wasn't the intention at all. But it's a sad state of affairs that you were as likely to die in the team as was, actually get promoted up into Sega, because only one person before Aaron had actually been promoted out of the community team and actually been able to move up, which, considering there's been 14 members since 2006, is really, really, really bad. Really bad indeed. We did actually lose somebody from the SOA community team several years back, who was, Scott Toy, who was Sega Don, who was most missed. Re-emphasize that part, because somebody didn't understand that, but it's good that they're now actually looking to opportunities, but good stuff, and I'm sure he will do us all proud, and if not, we now know who to go to to go what's going on. Of course, being associate brand manager, or assistant brand, I think it's associate brand manager, that's the same role as Mr. Ken Below. So everyone was going, what's going on here then? Has he taken over from Ken? Has Ken been promoted? And then there was a variety of raised eyebrows / grips at heart in terror. As I recall, ladies and gents, Mr. Ken Below is a digital associate brand manager, specifically working on digital stuff, whereas Aaron is working on an actual game in the form of Sonic Generation, so he's actually working on a box product game, which is different. Obviously, you may recall that Sega America actually are working on specifically on the digital stuff, which I assume also resulted in Guardian Heroes being announced, the port of the Saturn. been
in the pipe for a long time, I think.
But yeah, Saturn port is good news. I like how they said that. This is one of the great things with Guardian Heroes, is that they said that Sega came out in their press release and basically went, this is a game. It's a game. It's a port of the Saturn. It's a port of the Saturn in HD. And I was thinking, I don't recall the Saturn having HD graphics. But they argued about this over Twitter. And it's like, no, it's like it's the original Saturn graphics in HD. And it's like, so you've upscaled that. Yeah, it's like, yeah, but it's the original Saturn graphics. Well, they're not HD then, are they? Why they didn't just go the full hog and just remake the damn thing and remake it nicely? That would have been awesome. I mean, Saturn graphics are lovely. I love it. So they should have actually just Saturn styled in HD, as opposed to, no, it's the Saturn graphics. In fact, they also came out with a screenshot for that, which I don't know if you've seen it. No. But it looks very similar to a certain series of ports which had a smoothing shader on them. That everyone sort of went, because everyone thought Backbone were doing them all. But no, Treasure, original makers are doing this one. So that should be promising. And of course, that just means that they're actually doing Saturn stuff now, which, Jesus Christ, I banged on about for ages. The lady's like, can you please do start doing some Saturn stuff? He's like, Saturn? What's Saturn?
What's this Saturn?
Well, yeah, didn't do anything called the Saturn. Like, seriously, like, people like, didn't know about Sega Saturn. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. Please! A bit of sense. Sense. Knowledge. Knowledge of your own company, for Christ's sake. Right. But that's good. Now they just need to do Knights. They need to do Knights. Do Knights. Hey, Sega, do Knights. Sega, you're not doing Knights yet. Sega. I'm not doing Knights. Where's Knights?
Space.
Knights in space. That's the next game. Knights in space. Yeah, that's not a desk. That's something sticking out from the desk. It's not solid. Are you even here?
Somewhat. Actually, here.
You're sort of wavering in the seat. Backwards and forwards. Other news we had. Going back to Generations. If you heard Sonic Hour before this, then you'll always know this. But then again, if you've gone on any website to do with Sonic in the last 2 days, you'll know this as well. But Generations looks to have a 3DS port coming its way. Now, well, we assume it's a 3DS port, but being a, it's not like Colors DS or Mario and Sonic DS is the same as the Wii version. So I really would not expect it to be the same as the PS3/360 version, if this is in fact true. So, the question is then, what's the changes? Is it a completely different game? Is it like different levels? Is it different styling? Is it what?
I think it would be different levels and different styling.
That would say that. I mean, also, you've got to think, some of those, you can actually 3D to 2D in... Mm-hmm. On the DS, assumedly, which I think would be pretty sweet if they actually went about that way. We didn't really have that with Sonic Colors because that was Rush. Incidentally, I did actually suggest for the Sonic Colors on the DS that it was actually called Sonic Rush Colors because it was the same. It's actually the same series, and I was shot down. But yeah, this is going to be very interesting how they do that. So, what does that mean then that we will get different levels? I guess we'll have to wait and see. So, we need to see that it's a real game first of all, because they're not entirely 100% accurate those games this time. But we'll see, we'll see. That list also actually revealed Crush coming out on the 3DS as well. Now, that excites the hell out of me.
I've not seen or heard of Crush before.
No, you won't have. You probably won't have done, unless you're like one of the hardcore Sega guys, or indeed some of the game designers and game reviewers. You probably won't remember Crush. It was a PSP only title, and the whole idea was, think of it, I hate to say compare it to, say, think of Paper Mario, because I can't remember which one came out first, but you had the PSP, and it was a puzzle game, and you're sort of going through things, and you could basically turn stuff 2D to 3D. So you were in a three-dimensional building, or what have you. You had so many crushes, which then put it from 3D to 2D. So then, if there was a wall there, and it was now 2D, you can actually walk through that wall and get things. And then, if you then crushed it back to 3D, you then might be on top of that wall, so you gain access to other areas. It was really, really clever, and I think it's quite a sort of dark and twisted plot as well. It was a whole thing involving insomnia and nightmares, and this character, it was kind of suffering a bit. There was some real dark humour in there, and strange, and other really strange characters. In fact, I think the computer ends up having some sort of thing for you, because you're in this sort of computer escape. It's a bit difficult to understand. So, whether or not this is a port to the 3DS, and we know that it's obviously using the 3D element, because hence the name, or it's a sequel. Now, it'd be kind of brave of them to do a sequel to Crush, because it didn't set the world alight. It's a PSP-only title. It sort of came out and fell through the cracks. I think the Zoe modes were attached to it, actually. And there was a lot of... It was one of those ones that critically, it was critically acclaimed. People saying this is great. The hardcore Sega fan element, it's a real gem, it's a real diamond in the rough for people. And the PSP is very hard to find. It's very hard indeed to find. I know a lot of people came up to me with Sega fans saying, "Do you know? Can you get hold of a copy of Crush for me? I'd really love it." And I just simply wasn't able to. Due to the fact that there was just so much going on. Right. Oh, Tor, I just gave you a message about something that I didn't know why. Dear! It is. Anyway. So yeah, there was that. The demo for Sonic Generations coming out as rated on Australian rating site, which is the usual way we find out about these things, isn't it, really? It's Australia or Korea. It always seems to be those two. I reckon it's Darkspeed. Darkspeed and Blitzcris just causing mischief. So you've got this demo. I mean, so somebody asked me the other day, is this demo coming out for just Australia? And the answer is highly, highly unlikely. The fact that they rated it is unusual. Now, I don't know if that's because I try to think, is it OLFAC, the Australian rating system? There, they changed it a while back. Is it OLFAC?
I have no clue what it is.
It was something else, and I'm pretty certain it's OLFAC now. But it might be a case that it's a rating for that then is a precursor to the final game rating. It's kind of an odd one. Don't know. But yeah, I suspect we'll see it elsewhere. But the fact that they rated it is odd. Now, does that mean that they'll use it in other things? Maybe they'll package it up? Maybe they'll use it as a precursor. Maybe it's not. When we say it's a demo, maybe it's some sort of pre-purchase tie-in game, the likes of what's the Dead Rising one?
Case Zero,
things like that. Maybe there's something like that, which again would be pretty brave for Sega. So I'm kind of I'm kind of inclined on that basis alone that it'd be pretty brave to say that they're not doing that. But I don't know, we'll have to wait and see. Summer of Sonic. We got some exclusive video footage from Germany that went up the other day. I suggest you look at it if you get a chance, because apparently Hitler's not going to Summer of Sonic. He was going to go. He could still go, of course. But he's chosen not to. And that's it, really. We had the Flynn Yardley print. I can't remember, that was last week sometime, I think. Yeah, but that's it, really, time being. Anything special, anything spectacular happened in your life?
Obviously not.
Obviously not.
No, obviously not.
You had your hair cut.
I had my hair cut, that's about it.
Had your hair cut. He's no longer floppy-haired. Floppy-haired Blake Draco. He's now about to sight. He's about to join D12 on tour, Blake Draco.
Actually, where's my Facebook at?
I'll just do this. Yep, soon to be hanging around the back entrances of shopping malls in the USA. It's Blake Draco. Actually, I do that. Oh, put it on the side. Oh, man.
Thank you for using me.
Oh, man. Seriously. We're going to music break in a second, and you desperately need to look yourself in the mirror at how that looks. It's, yeah. I wouldn't say bad, but, I wouldn't, yeah.
I am now a mockery,
you're not a mockery.
Oh, I don't really call me mockery.
No, like a mock. Because you ended up as a turtle then. Period now, that's in Wonderland, that story. So that's no good at all. Now it just looks like you've lost your face.
You have my face. Like
Yes, I stole your face. I go around stealing people's faces. So you never see Gyrox anywhere. He has no face because I stole his face. Maybe it's that podcast. I was going to post something earlier. Yes. So, where were we when it came to Rex Factor entries? Actually, I... Ooh.
2010.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I guess we...
We stopped
there. We had Captain Cloud Chaser.
We had Iris.
And Iris. Did we play Dark Gun? Did we play Nine? I don't think we played Nine Eye, did we? And I think we played Dark Guns another week, but we'll play it again. So we'll have Nine Eye and Dark Gun first up. And Dark Guns 1 was loved last time, so I'm sure you'll have it this time. This is called Reach for the Shining Stars, by the way.
Taking off at the speed of sound. Bright lights, colors all around. I'm running wild, living fast and free. Got no regrets inside of me. No, not looking back. My goal is far, but I can never let go. The stars are shine so bright, the colors feel so right.
Can I get a beat, please? And I gotta say this. There are many things to behold in X Factor, but none are quite as captivating as the tale of Vija's wrench. Vija, with love it flies for you. A metal. Lies for you. He's traveled the halls. It's true, for it flies to you from above. It's been places, hit faces, and rusted for a moment. No. The wrench haunts me so. Still, it's old pride, young mind made this and rebelled all its own. In case you didn't know, Dreamer. precious. It's through it lies to you. Come meet her with love. You know what? Now I think it's a good time to thank you folks at Sonic Rex for hosting this competition every year and letting fans like myself participate. I'd also like to thank TA for telling me about the deadline, and my mom for being mom.
We go there. You had Nine Eye with Reach for the Shining Stars, which is really good. I didn't realize Nine Eye was a girl. There's a girl on the internet. My goodness me! Quick to the boats, the ship is sinking. And then we had Dark Gunner from Beedry of Love, which has rapidly become a firm fan favorite already. Why is it with Vija plus song? Equals fan favourite. Wrenches and stuff.
I blame the jazzy backtrack. I always like the jazzy backtrack.
So. Dark Gun says, turns out Dr. Redux ended with nothing. I didn't see that coming. Oh, he was busy. He was party Viking, not singing Viking. That's the thing, that's the problem. No, Vija's ODR thing, my ego just exploded. Please don't. Miss McCook says, I am a girl on the internet. And then winks. Hello. Hello there. Oh. There's a girl on the internet and she's winks. Winky smiley. It's not even like a smiley smiley, it's like open mouth smiley. Oh my! Awesome! No, because everyone loves Vija. Everyone loves Vija, and Vija loves your mom. Oh wait, sorry, we weren't supposed to tell you about that.
You're actually Vija's son. Right?
You're actually Vija's son. Everyone's Vija's son. Vija actually steals the life force of mothers. He goes around. That's how he keeps himself so young and youthful and fresh-faced.
It's the beard.
The reason he had the beard was because he hadn't been busy for a while, and as a result, the beard started growing. I think he's lost the beard now, hasn't he? I don't know. So if you see that Vija has effectively shaved, and you know he's been around your house recently, I'm just saying, you need to talk as his gay. Vija loves my mum. Who says
it's because the colon capital D smile looks scary on her IRC. What IRC are you using to the warrant colon capital D means being scary? What font are you using? Dear God. Oh, anyway. I think Gabby was the only person who really didn't like Nine-Eyes one. Although he did bring up a very, very valid point earlier in the Radio Sega IRC chat with regards to Guardian Heroes and Knights. Jay, do you want to read that one?
Players have been clamouring for this from treasured favourite from the Saturn days. 4,829 signed petition for the Knights port. Nobody even asked for a Guardian Heroes port.
No. Which is the thing that probably bothers a lot of people. Whilst everyone was going, yeah, that's great, Guardian Heroes is coming, I seem to recall being asked for Guardian Heroes about 3 times in 4 years, which is not a particularly good ratio. Apparently everyone loves V-Jus and use sitcom. Keep asking if everyone hates AUK. Ah, Mr. McCookies has done like just a colon on its own. God, that scares the hell out of me. But yeah, that gave me some like nightmares. Captain Cass says, I asked for Guardian Heroes. Well, that would make you one of the 3 people then, wouldn't it? AK is not the voice of reason, AK is the voice of pedanticism or something. Anyway, we're going to skip back, not literally, to something we played a very long time ago, which was actually almost there. We've got the running joke from Zolo, which is like 1:10 long. I've no idea what this is about. But we've got that, followed by Free by Donatellus the Fox. And then we will have... I love the fact that we've got Hate from the Skies last, actually. Then we've got Sonic Mark Shiro, the final version of Sonic Mark Shiro. Which I think we played the original version way back when, but we didn't play the final version. Sonic Cool! Sonic Mark Shiro! So that's these tracks coming up. I wonder if anyone will be as... surprising as Nine Eye and Tall Guy so far, but Nine Eye for the Tall Guy. Which they turn to Blind Date. Let's get the running joke on. Running joke, Professor Zolo. It's now.
And he's bringing back a classic move, Spin Dash. It's been 19 years since 1991. To make it his return to form, but not have taken so long. We have to wait on you, Dr. Eggman. He is back to accept that you should all really call him robot. Eggman is back, trying to take down his rival, Sonic. Eggman is back, and he's bringing back a classic form. Badness in his perfect world, there is no bigger crime. Even while Sega had come to their senses, it would seem Sonic the Hedgehog is back now. Should bow to his speed and agility.
What will it feel like to be the speed of light moving through the night and day? Watch as it passes by, no matter to try, they just can't keep up. Into the free, into the me, into the ever-knowing.
Felt so refrained, felt so constrained. But now I'm breaking out and I'm falling free. In the wind, free to be me. In the wind
We're thinking we played this last week because it's pretty definitive, I think.
Certain into the free, into the me, into the ever knowing. Felt so constrained, felt so to blame. But now I'm breaking out and I'm falling free. In the wind, free to be me. In the wind. Would it take for you to make a simple speed transition into the known from the unknown? I feel this wild temptation into the free. This started me into the ever knowing. Felt so constrained, felt so ashamed. But now I'm breaking out and I'm living in the free, in the free. Free to be me, I am free, I am free. I'm falling free in the wind, free to be me, in the wind.
しみ込めた一人の男が9万行く真面目に遊ばぬやつらには体で帯をさせるぞセガタサチロセガタサチロセガサタンチロ テニスやカラオケナンパにクラブ他にすることはんだろうがんぶらなく遊べぬ安らには心に問いかけるぞセガタサンチロセガタサンチロセガサタンチロ Youngsters, is there something in your life that you are completely devoted to? Something you sink so deep into that you put your life on the line? Play the Sega Saturn until your fingers break. Until your fingers break!切なの快楽追い続けても虚しい余生が残るだけとことん極めやつらには体に叩き込むぞセガタサンチロセガタサンチロセガサタンチロ
セガタサンチロセガタサンチロセガサタンチロセガタサンチロセガタサンチロセガサタンチロ
Right. Well, all I will say is that the judges have got a really hard time this year, I think, in actually deciding what, because I reckon there's about five songs so far that could probably win it, and maybe a couple others that could sneak it. So it'll all depend, I think, on how bonuses go and things, but I think people have actually twigged at last that they need to get really creative with to get all the bonus percentages and things on your final total. And yeah, I'm impressed with everyone so far. We have a couple more which are Nocturnal Hearts by Rhetrix, who did ask me, I did ask Sonic Rex Twitter, which had just passed 1,000 followers, incidentally, so thanks for that. He did ask what happened to his song listing on the Rex Factor page. That was like the Rex Factor qualification page, as opposed to that, so it's not listed down there, but it's listed down on everything else, so it's fine. Nocturnal Hearts is coming up next, followed by B.I. Lion with Hatred in the Skies, Charmy's Christmas Wish. And yeah, I'm not overly sure. I don't know what this one's going to entail. My guess is it'll involve Charmy. and a Christmas Wish. But yeah. Christmas Wishes. We're all that. We got these two, and then we might do a quick Q&A before we hand over to Mr. Dan Dyer and his show. Yes, let's get these out of the way, and then we'll get some questions. If you have any questions, PM them to us if you're in the chat. Otherwise, it'll be a case of we'll go to the forum, go on Eon, and get the ones from there, assuming there is any. So yes, here is Rhetrix with Nocturnal Hearts. Rhetrix is in the Radio Sega chat, I believe. And H in the Skies. H in the Skies goes on for several years. So let's best get on with this. Quick thing, doing Night Flight is really good to try and curry favour with me. I'm not one of the judges.
Melody through the speech to hear it. like the song of an angel with a tear in her eyes, with the fetching of her guardian. Sighted magic, here to embrace the magic, starting an adventure for our future. We are all hoping for setting a new leader to the new universe. Shining through the starry night, we will always stay right by your side. Nights of the soft moonlight fly high with rage and pride. We are all going to make it all right. For the dream of ours, we must try. Keep this above and alive. Just do it, Burning Ranger. To the brand new sky we dive. We all have our wings all shining white. Aquamarine colored sky, fly high with grace and pride. We are going to make it all right. The dreams of people we are powered by. Running at the speed of light. Just do it, Burning Ranger.
Vector.
Aw, guys, you really didn't have to buy me anything for Christmas.
But we did. Anyway, here's your gift, Vector.
Aw, Charlie, what is it?
It's headphones made entirely out of macaroni.
Aw, gee, thanks. Just what I always wanted.
I still don't see why we should get him. He didn't give us anything for Christmas.
Well, thanks again for the gift, Charlie. It really means a lot, really.
Oh boy, there's more.
What? There's more?
Of course there's more. Check it out. I made a song just for you, Vector.
You made him a song?
Oh, yep. Charlie.
Yeah, just let me get the disc here and, here we go. And slip it in.
Okay.
And that. Now push play.
What did you say about my mama?
Nothing.
Charmy!
It's you! It's Neil! It's behind me! He's got...
Even on Christmas morning, you still managed to tick me off! Why? 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 Every
Will
time!
You two shut up!
It, you know what? I'm going to leave it there. So you can just assume that Charby's died. If you want to hear the whole thing, download it from Sonic Rex. That's what I'm going to say.
We had to remove pens. And
we had to remove pens. We've got some questions. Let's do questions. Questions, answers, answers to questions from Q&A UK and Blake A. Do 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 do. Oi!
Merry Christmas!
No, oh, no, 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 no! No, not Merry Christmas.
End it.
Yes. I'm going to put on Sonic Chronicles. There we go. That tells you how. Anyway, that's all of them, I believe. We'll have the bonus songs next week, I think. As I neglected to ask for that. Charmy is dead now.
Why do you hate me?
Everyone hates you.
Oh yeah, all the songs were like originals. Top Ten is now sad because Chronicles playing.
No one cares about Sonic Chronicles, even though I was in it very, very briefly.
I don't know why the Chaotix. I just blame B.I. Lion for the Chaotix and Concord Hedgehog for asking about the Chaotix earlier and Chaotix X.
What happened to that show?
No one knows. Just don't ask.
That was the only pigeon I got.
Right. Question from Manic Vassar. Does Echo fear Ram now for effectively ruining Blake's hair? No, Blake. Is Blake happy with his hair? Are you happy with
my
hair?
Okay, I know
it'll grow back. It'll grow back. By the time Ram gets over here, it'll be back to its normal voluptuous self. Blake, who's your money on winning Rex Factor?
Oh, God. That's a... I think Tall Guy.
Tall Guy for the win. Yeah. I still think Iris is going to win because it's Iris. But then again, I reckon Ramsden has a chance as well. Well, here we go. Apparently the ice cream van thinks that Ram's going to win as well. Go away, ice cream van.
I don't understand it's more than a cone in green light.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
You didn't come out during the day when it's actually, you know, sunny and hot. But no.
Yeah, that'll make too much goddamn sense. To the IRC, should I go as 1978 Bob Dylan? SOS or not, says Onion Governato. So if you go as 1978 Bob Dylan to SOS, you ain't getting the door. Yeah, you go back to the... You go back to your street corner selling your big issue. Hippie. Oh, hello. We might have a cameo right at the end. Yeah, so... Do we have any more questions? Does Eon exist? Yeah, it does. No, no. Doesn't exist. What do you mean it doesn't exist? I left you in charge of it. What do you mean it doesn't exist?
So I killed it.
You killed it?
Yeah.
Well, you're a swine. An absolute swine and a bounder and everything else under the sun. Question for season... Doesn't look good. And those... We've had all those.
Alright,
yeah, had all those. Well done, Eon. Yeah. You've come to the rescue again. And as a result... Torgo got a question. I just lol. Also, no AUK tall guy not for the win. I'm going to fail because I said. I don't know. Anyway, that's it for this week's show. I think we've covered everything. Stay tuned to Sega Sonic Radio for Dan Dyer's show. At 9:30, you'll be able to tune into Radio Sega, though, and listen to Mock the Geek, our first proper show, which will star me and Vija and Roar Eye Black and JJ Forever, his name, and two special guests who I don't know who they are. And it's all hosted by Fastfeet, so it's going to be great. But for now, as we always have to say, when the end has come, the end is here. And the rest of the stuff, yes. I've been Nighttime GK.
I've been Blink.
And we will see you next week. Bye for now.